Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Hot Topics episode 109. Doyle is laughing because we just tried an intro and then got told we had
to
do it again. My eyes are watering, not because I feel like we might have lost the league title. Like I can barely keep this right eye open. It's hay fever. Look, you see that tear falling down right now? There's a tear falling down my face right now. So these are going on, right? And I also have these just in case.
We're not, hey, listen.
Always got tears, AGT.
Yeah, nothing to do with
it. He's almost crying now. Honestly, I've never had hay fever this bad in my life. So, like, my ears are blocked. My nose is blocked.
It started as well on the game yesterday, yeah.
Sneezed
it was
about
sad
a million
in the
times.
First half. Great, yeah. And the second we conceded the goal, lad, you should have seen the state of him sneezing everywhere.
Look.
He's coming.
I literally look like a mess right now. I'm crying my eyes out, literally.
And I was like, do not put them on Jordan's screen, lad. You're going to get clipped.
No,
and then
he
took them off, lad,
and
his eyeballs like that. I was like, put them
they're
back
on
right
mate.
Now, lad.
Oh, no.
Here we are.
Welcome
we
back,
bloody are.
Welcome back. As if we wanted to be back, to be honest. I'm fed up of talking about this game already. But here we are.
After this as well, lad.
Yeah, and we've got to go and face the music after this as well, so that's great.
Please like and subscribe
yes.
on your way in.
Yes. Smash that like button. Please
comments
do subscribe. We did our first ever watch along from this studio last night. Apart from the result, it was a great success.
Yeah.
You know, it looked really clean. So thanks if you joined us. And hopefully we can do a lot more of them. But as Doyle said, if you're watching us on YouTube right now, do smash that like button. Yeah. Please. We're begging. Do it. Get us to 50K.
He's making him sick, lad. I can't see him seriously with these sunglasses on. I'm so sorry. He's going to have to do it with the sunglasses on.
I have to, man.
It's just hilarious.
I have to, bro.
Look, fully indoors as well. You know, like fully indoors.
I'm coming like Flex. This is what he does when he
no
loses
sunlight.
Games. mate, the pollen count in London, high right now, yeah? Honestly, man.
I can't believe I'm just getting shall we start, buddy?
Yeah, let's start. Right, so if you're listening to us on audio platforms, smash that follow button and give us a 5-star rating. Lots of things to talk about. A massive week for Liverpool. Stop laughing, Doyle. Massive week for Liverpool. Let's just touch on last night. Obviously, yeah. a horrendous second half from Liverpool. A dominant first half. But can it be so dominant when the scoreline doesn't reflect that? I mean, we know that we had 15 odd shots in the first half, but unless you put them away, can we come today and say that was a dominant first half performance? Because at the end, it was 1-0.
You can absolutely say that it was a dominant first half performance because it was. We didn't take our chances because we didn't. But we can walk away with that game saying that we were the better team. Doesn't mean we deserve to win. That's not what it is. The scoreline on the board is what's most important, not your performance. I was talking about Arsenal fans yesterday, talking about how they've been talking about they deserve the league. We cannot go off the back of our performance and say, well, we had more shots than them, so we deserve to win. That's not how football is, lad.
No.
So we walk away disappointed, knowing that we could have had that game in the bag. That's why we're actually disappointed. If it was a tight game and we were both at each other, similar to the FA Cup, we'd probably be being happy with that result, a 2-2, but it wasn't. We were in the ascendancy so much so that it just seemed like the second was going to come at some point. And that's our fault. We got complacent. We did, lad. But at the same time, I'm not overly worried, lad. I'm not sat here like, oh my God, the league's over. Because it isn't, right? There's many, many games to go still. 7 games, right? Arsenal have got to go to Spurs away. They've still got to play Villa on the weekend. They've got difficult games. They've got to go to Old Trafford themselves. Man City look like they've got an easy running, but they've been nothing of their former selves in this season as well. So you can see them dropping points, even though it looks unlikely with what they've done in the last few years. It's possible, right? And whoever gets to the end of this league on top genuinely deserves it, lads.
City have got to go to Spurs as well, don't forget that.
Who's their bogey team, by the way?
They are the bogey team. They rarely score or win there. And Klopp yesterday in his press conference after the game, he kind of just said if Arsenal come here and play like that, Arsenal will win. Is that him saying that we couldn't really finish our dinner, or is that him maybe putting a bit more pressure on Arsenal knowing that that game is going to have some say in it? He did say, and I'll read it out, Arsenal is a good team, and if United play like they did today, which, you know, we still couldn't beat that team, Arsenal will win that game. I'm 100% sure. I'm really sorry to say that, but it's a matter of fact. We should have won both games and didn't. Yeah. That's our fault. In all the time I've been here, we've never dominated United like we did in these two games, but we didn't win them. We are who we are, and we are where we are, and I'm absolutely fine with that. I knew it would be super tricky. Until yesterday, we were top of the table. Now it's Arsenal. We want to be top after 38 games.
Boss, he always says the right things. He always does. The exact thing that you want to hear is exactly what we get. He's right. We should have won that game yesterday, but we didn't, because we didn't take our chances, and we've only got ourselves to blame. However, we still have 71 points, and Arsenal still have 71 points. Man City still have 70. So I got asked a question yesterday, and the question was, are Liverpool too emotional? Is that why they're doing this, what's happening right now? And my answer to that was, well, are Arsenal too emotional? Because they've got 71 points, just the same as Liverpool. So whatever method we're both doing,
it's all narratives.
It's all narratives, all storylines. It's got us to the same amount of points. So similar to what Jurgen Klopp said, in the sense of the lads that didn't take the chances yesterday are the same lads that got us to 71 points. Not joint top of the league, but, you know, there or thereabouts, got the same points as top of the league, right? So I'm not unhappy with the fact of where we are in the season. This is wonderful. We still have seven games to go, and we're still in a tight race. It'd be foolish to put us out of it without a shadow of a doubt, lad. But we're allowed to be disappointed in that result, aren't we? We're allowed to be disheartened. Yeah, we want to beat the Manx, even if we're 15th and they're 7th. We still want to beat them, right? So it's just disappointment in that regard, and it's definitely had an effect on our title charge. But it's not over, lad. I'll back the team until the very last day, until it's completely over, and it isn't. So I agree with Jurgen Klopp says, lad. We just got to keep on fighting on, lad. It would have been nice to have that 2-point gap, but we haven't. So now we've got to work with what we've got and hope that other teams can drop points. And it's not much that we're asking for. We're asking for a draw. That's genuinely it. With the tough fixtures that are going into it, we are asking to win all our games as well. Like, but we're not asking for much.
Everyone has to win all their games if you want to win this league from now on out. Liverpool, Arsenal and City. Harvey Elliott kind of reiterated what Klopp said. He said it was okay, talking about his own performance. Actually, can you read it? Because I think I'm going to sneeze.
So, Harvey Elliott says it was okay. That was his assessment of his own performance. I'm in a team to do that exactly and for me. If we don't win, it means nothing. I just need to keep going, keep trying to take these opportunities and work for the team. Do my bit for the team and for the badge. I just want to keep going and keep fighting until the end of the season. As I said, if it's not 3 points, then for me personally, it means nothing. Liverpool face a crucial run now, mate, and this is important that we get the 3 runs. That we get 3 points in the run of these games, because we've lost our breathing space now, mate. This is it.
And
this
he says at the end of it, who says we can't win it? And I think that is that's telling, because it's almost like, yeah, what you're saying we can't win it? All right, watch this.
Yeah,
that's the attitude that I think Klopp has kind of put in it. It's not saying you can't win. It's like, well, why can't we?
Yeah.
And that attitude is why Harvey Elliott is going to go right to the top if he's not already there.
Right to the top.
Great cameo yesterday. I mean, listen, I'll be super honest. There wasn't loads of contact from Aaron Wan-Bissaka on Elliott.
Oh, no,
of
course.
Unnecessary, clumsy, and you're asking for trouble.
Don't give the referee an opportunity
like
to call a penalty.
He did not.
He scissored them, lad. I know, like, he's already going down, but you have got his foot. You have scissored them. It was a stupid, unnecessary tackle. You've only got yourself to blame, similarly for Liverpool not taking the chances.
As soon as it happens.
That's your fault, lad, unfortunately.
Carragher said that's a penalty.
Yeah, damn right it is, lad. I think any other team would want that as a penalty 100%. As well. If it was Man United on the other foot, you'd want that pen, guys, wouldn't you? So,
well, I heard Flex and Rio talking about it yesterday. Rio said it's a pen, it's clumsy, it's unnecessary. I think that's the key word,
don't
unnecessary.
Think I'm surely there's
I don't
no,
think he needed to do it.
He didn't at all. He was running into a congested box full of men, lad. There's no reason why he should have chopped him down like that.
Yeah.
It was silly.
Anyway, enough about last night. We've spoken about it on the live stream. We did the Insta match reaction. I'm going to have to speak about it on DR. You spoke about it on FCM. Yeah. Let's talk about, obviously, Arsenal and City both won 4-2 away at Selhurst Park for Pep Guardiola's side, and then 3-0 away at Brighton, which is a great result for Arsenal.
Yeah.
But looking at Liverpool's next five Premier League fixtures, right?
Four of them away.
Palace at home on Sunday, 2 o'clock kickoff. Fulham away, tough game.
Yeah.
Everton away, for us, one of the toughest games.
It is.
West Ham away, I'm going to that game. That's going to be tough.
Games in a row.
And then Spurs at home. So a lot of tricky tides on horizon. You know, West Ham and Everton, as we know, super difficult to go there and get a result. And Liverpool shouldn't expect to win. Well, should we? How should we expect to win every game? Because I can't really call it.
No,
I mean,
because we
Man City's teams. Next games: Luton at home, Brighton away, Forest away, Wolves at home, Fulham away. Maybe the easiest fixtures: Arsenal, Villa at home, which will still be tough. Wolves away, tough. Chelsea home, tough. Spurs away for them is their toughest away game, and then Bournemouth at home.
We go into all the games as favourites, right? Of course we do. We're top of the league almost, so we're second. So of course we're going to go into these ties as the favourite team. But I don't think that means that we should win, because it's the Premier League. Arsenal lost against Fulham. They lost against West Ham. Liverpool drew against Brighton. You know, like, these things happen, lads. We drew against Man United twice. Like, you can't predict the Premier League. This is why I'm telling people not to count the chickens, yeah. I don't think it'll be Liverpool's immaculate. We won't just have an immaculate finish and win every last seven game, lad. I don't know. I can't say that we will. It's the Premier League. I don't think anybody should be looking at them fixtures going, yeah, we'll win every single one. Because you'd be naive to do that, genuinely.
100%.
I still want the 3 points. I desperately want this league, believe me. I so badly want this, especially with the transition next year. And we don't know what our team's going to be like. We need to win something this year. We need to cap it off with Jürgen Klopp send off. And then we can hold on to that for the next 2-3 years in our transition stage. But to lose with nothing would just be...
I think the key thing now is to just get behind the boys. The fact that we're even
seven
in a
games.
Title race with all the injuries that we've had.
Kelly's been in goal for 2 months, lad.
Mate, Keller has played more games for Liverpool this season than Alisson has played.
Really?
For Liverpool this season.
Yeah, Conor Bradley, for example. Conor Bradley is a revelation for us. How beautiful has he played for us? Yeah. It's the blood. Kwanzaa.
In and around. I mean, Kwanzaa, you can't give him any stick.
No, I'm not
going to. First foot he's put wrong for Liverpool. And actually, apart from that mistake, he was sensational yesterday once again.
He was brilliant, lad. Really good. He's brilliant against City. He stepped in, lad, and he just seems like a natural.
Just one lapse.
Concentration.
Momentary lapse of concentration. And do you know what?
And it happens to the best of us. It happened to Alisson and Virgil against Arsenal.
Yeah.
It happens to the best defenders in the league, so, and the best goalkeepers. So I'm not going to get on his back about it. What we are very happy about is how the lads have had a depleted side and being able to pick up results the way they have. Without Alisson, without Trent, without Jota, without these crucial players, Jones, Elliott, massive individuals for the club. Dominic Szoboszlai, he was out for a period. They've been able to do it, lads. So we just count our lucky stars that we've been able to win the games that we've already won and be in the position that we are. And we just back them now. Seven games to go. There's all to play for. It's exciting. Don't be disheartened. Just go for it, lad. That's all we can do as fans. Just
you've
got to
get behind them and push them over the line now. But what, and we'll ask you in the chat as well, because I've seen the comp of all the missed chances yesterday. Which miss pissed you off the most in hindsight? I'll go first. It was the Szoboszlai shot, if you can call it that, from the Robertson cutback.
Yeah, terrible. Absolutely terrible.
The left foot that was saved by Anana, it was a good strike.
Yeah.
So that one, it's the Nunes one or that Szoboszlai one.
Mate, man, honestly, the most Salah one, lad. It comes out for a parry. It comes to his right foot.
I mean, it's just...
Anana's already on the floor. You literally just have to dink that into the goal now,
or
lad.
Just pass it on the floor with your right foot.
Across him or something, lad. It's one of them, and it's not like him.
I'm not... I don't want to say this.
We're not going to get on anyone's
poor
back.
On his right foot.
Yeah, we all know he's never been the best on his right foot.
I know,
he's
but
been
even
right.
His left foot, the striking, at the minute, they're weak.
It's one
so
of them,
weak.
Lad.
Where's his... Listen, he is fasting. We need to remember that. He is going through Ramadan, and maybe we should cut him a lot more slack. Because to find the energy to
do what he's doing,
to do what you need to do, and he still scored yesterday, but I don't know, man. It's
special penalty, like
maybe after Ramadan we might see a different, more re-energized Mo Salah. But at the minute, should he be dropped? Is there a question to to put to Klopp to say, should we maybe rotate?
No,
just straight
it's
up.
Mo Salah, just Mo Salah. He will come back. He'll miss 12.
I had to ask because I've seen it online, so I thought I'd ask. But most of the stuff you see online is a load of rubbish.
Yeah.
Right. This is interesting, right? This is today.
Not us, though, by the way. Are you saying about online? Not us.
Not us. That's not my opinion. I'd start him every game. Liverpool apparently are set to meet with Ruben Amorim's agent today to aim to negotiate the final terms of the 39. I didn't even realise how young he was, bro. 39-year-old's contract. Obviously, we've identified the Sporting Lisbon boss as now our first choice to succeed Klopp. He won against Benfica. Benfica the other day. Looks like he's going to go on and win the league.
Fantastic.
Obviously ended their 19-year drought in the 2021 campaign. I mean, listen, he did drop a bit of a cryptic message in his press conference last week by saying, I can't do what Xabi Alonso did and announce that I'm staying because I might not stay and I might leave at the end of the season. So we're hearing that, you know, the talks are going to happen today. According to Pedro Sepulveda, the final stages to be talked about today. He's refused to rule himself out. We know we want a bit more silverware. We've still got things to focus on. So has he. But do you think we could see a situation where this is wrapped up and announced before the end of the season?
I don't know if it'll be before the end of the season. If we're hearing talks about him having chats with our club right now, I guess it could be, right? I think the fact that Klopp's already said that he's leaving, it won't really make him feel too bad if we announce another manager. I don't think he'll be brought into the club until Klopp leaves, if that makes sense. So right. I don't think he'll come into that.
But do you think it could be agreed, though, before Klopp
I think,
leaves?
Yeah, and verbally it could be agreed, but it won't be put to the public. I don't think that would be fair for either club.
For either club, yeah.
I think we're fighting for the Premier League. They're fighting for their title as well, lads. So we have to be careful about how we respect both fan bases. And I don't think it'll be announced straight away. I really don't. It would. I think if it was Xabi Alonso, it would have been a different story. But now it's Ruben. I think it'll be at the end of the season, to be quite honest with you. I like it, though. He's the best of the what we can get right now, lad. He's young. He plays attacking football. He's got that grit about him, obviously, right? Because you can't win a league after 20 years without having something about you. So he's got that Liverpool DNA in a sense of carry on, be the underdog sometimes, but you can win stuff if you just believe, and he's done that with his club. So I like that. That's great. I don't know a whole bunch about him, to be quite honest with you, I think. Not many people would have if he wasn't mentioned for the Liverpool job. So we just got to hope.
I think this has got Michael Edwards written all over it.
Yeah, of course it does. Because this is,
in my opinion, data-led research and targeting.
Yeah.
Based on his formation, the money he spends, his age, the club he's at. This is almost like, okay, Alonso's gone. This is our guy. And according to Pedro Sepulveda, the Portuguese journalist, Sporting's victory against Benfica will have actually sped up negotiations because they're a step closer to winning the league
now. So if they win now, it means they can just get it done.
Yeah,
this is the thing with Michael Edwards, right? This is why he's so integral for us, and this is what Jürgen Klopp's done.
I'm so happy he's back.
Absolutely, I am, lad, because he's going to be massive for us. Jürgen Klopp instilled a philosophy in this club over the last 9 years, right? That's what he did. He put a certain type of style of football in there, and it was played all the way throughout the academies to the first team, and that's how we're able to bring players like Conor Bradley in and Kwanzaa, because they slip right in because they've already played that style of football. And what that's done with Michael Edwards is also give him a blueprint of exactly what we need to be successful. So after Klopp leaves, he's still got that model. He still knows the profile and the characteristics that we need from a manager and a set of players. So when he's looking at Xabi Alonso, he says, right, I've got a system that I need to implement here. This player and this manager fits this system, right? Oh, this one's not available. Where's my second choice for this system and this implementation? And that's what he's doing with Ruben right now. They're both similar profiles in the style of football. They're both similar profiles in what they're doing for the club, where they're taking a club that's not been successful in a while and making them successful. It all matches. It all fits. So I totally agree that Michael Edwards, this is intelligent buying, intelligent business. And we're getting it done very early now before the end of the season so that we can just quickly pick up pre-season. Yeah, that's what Liverpool do, lad. Our work has always done in the back, and I like it. I really do. And then all of a sudden, we've got a new manager. We've got a new player. It just happens, lad.
Yeah, Edwards. And I think it will be him now. It's got to the point where no one else is really popping up in terms of a big name anyway that is going to fill Klopp's shoes. But before any of this, we've still got business to do, especially in Europe. Thursday this week, we play Atalanta.
Yeah.
The two previous meetings, very mixed. We beat them 5-0 away and then we lost 2-0 at home randomly. Yeah. They battered Everton. This was their last game against an English team in the Europa League. They battered Everton in 2017, 5-1. But Liverpool have scored 28 goals in just 8 Europa League matches this season. That's an incredible amount of goals considering.
But also, it makes sense, right?
We are, it does make sense, you know, and obviously we scored 11 in total against Sparta Prague. So Atalanta have reached their 5th major European quarterfinal and their 3rd in the last 5 seasons. That's impressive. But Liverpool have won 4 Europa League matches this season by 4 or plus goals. If you look at Atalanta in the table right now in Serie A, they currently lie in 6th, 1 win in 5. They're pushing and pushing to get into 5th, which would give them another European spot. Roma currently occupy that. 50 points, 15 wins, 10 losses. And if you look at the top of the table, Doyle, Inter Milan running away with it. Yeah, they've only lost once this season. They're playing really well under Inzaghi, who was briefly mentioned as another name. But Atalanta, how serious do you take them? How much weight? I mean, listen, forget who we're playing. This is still a European quarterfinal under the lights at Anfield on Thursday. And then, of course, we've got 2 home games this week. So a nice opportunity to get the confidence back up, but also still respecting them and trying to get the job done maybe in the first leg before we even go away.
Everything in this last quarter, shall I say, last fifth, whatever, everything in this last quarter of the season has to be dealt with professionally in every type of way, lad. Doesn't matter who you're playing. We could be playing Sheffield United like we did the other week. You have to be professional in this now. We have to make sure we get the job done. There are no promises, lad. Simple as that. We are a better team than Atalanta. Yes, we are. Doesn't mean that we're going to just go there and beat them, lad. They're going to come to Anfield first, which I never used to never usually like, to be quite honest with you. I like going away first and then coming to Anfield just in case there's a deficit that we need to pick up. But realistically, yes, we should be beating Atalanta, and I'm confident that we can get a win. But I do take them seriously. Absolutely, I do, lad. Without a shadow of a doubt. The 6th in the Serie A. It's a good league at the moment. It's coming up now in the quality. So I take them seriously. Absolutely, I do.
And the other teams that they're kind of playing against in Serie A, they, you know, we could end up facing one of those. You look at Milan and Roma that are still in the competition. They play each other, which will be some game. But after us, they have Verona at home, and then they play us again. So for them, you know, they're going to be looking to really bloody our noses, and they've got a good record at Anfield. They literally beat us 2-0 there. It was lockdown. I don't think there was any fans in the stadium. But going into this game, is it a full-strength team for you?
I think this is the thing right now. We're going to have to go into every game with a full-strength team, lad. Like, there's not many games left. This is the crunch end of the season. If you want to win things, now we've got to go hammer and tong, get the very most out of all the players that are left, fifth, and do it, lad. Luckily for us, we've got young players like Conor Bradley and Quanta who are able to slip in when we need them to, and Kelly. Like, we're so fortunate to have these players.
Yeah, man.
Jones has come back. Elliot's come back. There is some rotation there now, so I'm happy with either of them starting. I'm happy with people getting rotated because it's all quite a strong team anyway. So
should have Jota, Alisson and Trent back this week. Oh. Is there a time where we've needed them? Not saying yesterday. That Keller has been awful, Bradley's, and that's not what I'm saying.
Yesterday.
But yesterday we could have done with Diogo. Jota. I think he scores 2 yesterday.
I agree, lad. Some of them chances that fall to him. Like the no disrespect to our wonderful players, honestly, but the one that fell to Salah on his right foot, the one that falls to Dom in the middle of the box, the one that falls to Nunes on the left post. All 3 of them chances, he buries them, lad. Mm. He does. And we missed them massively. I also think that we missed Trent a lot from direct set pieces. Yes, we scored a set piece yesterday, but it was one of them flick-on ones, and it was quite awkward.
Apart from that, flick-on one,
it was pretty poor. We missed Trent with set pieces massively.
Robertson and Sobos.
Dom's been, honestly, lad, I like how Dom plays a lot of his game, but he has been quite disappointing with his deliveries, lad. Like, genuinely, he's got, I've been told about his shot and his strike and how his deliveries this, and his old teammates said about it all, and it just doesn't seem to have done it for me in the last part of the season. I'm not disrespecting him because he's still a fantastic player. He is, and we still need him. His worth ethic's great. But that delivery is just, it's nothing compared to Trent's, is it really?
No.
Trent's, if that's how you realise how special Trent's delivery is. It truly is, lad. I would say that Robbo's been picking up some for us. We've needed that. But even his corners yesterday were poor, lad.
Well, I think Nunes made his corner look good yesterday.
He did, because it was coming out.
It wasn't the best corner at all, but it was a great flick on from Nunes. But yeah, Jota coming back at this time. I was at the game, I think it was Brentford away, he got injured. You know, the player landed on him. Horrible injury. Really unlucky injury.
It was a stupid injury, lad. That player was an idiot, man. Proper idiot.
It was I don't think it was on purpose.
No, it wasn't, but
it was.
He went in with so much force that he didn't care about him being clumsy, lad. It was stupid.
And, you know, I think when you're looking at these fine moments in the season, you look at the Nunes miss away at Luton, you look at, there's more, there's a Brighton miss where Nunes is, and I'm not solely blaming this
lad,
on Nunes,
we should have been 3-1 up against Brighton away when Brian Granbert hit the post from two yards out.
I remember
like,
that miss
we've
as
only
well.
Got ourselves to blame for not being running away with this league, it's genuinely. That's just reality of it. And it's disappointing because it's not like we lost these games or drew these games because we're poor, because we weren't good. It's because we didn't take our chances, lad. And it's weird to say that because we've scored more goals than anybody. Isn't that mad? Across all competitions, we have literally scored more goals than any team in Europe, which is mind-blowing.
We should have 30 more.
Because we leaked them, lad. And I do think a lot of it comes down to, yes, I love these young players, but they are inexperienced. And also the fact that Virgil truly hasn't had a centre-back pairing to stick with all season. He's had to chop and change with Gomez, Matip, Kwanzaa and Konate, which does affect it. You see how Arsenal are absolutely resolute, and I do believe that's because they've had Gabriel and Saliba playing together for so long all season now. You build that telepathy, you build that understanding, you build that friendship, lad, and that's what Virgil's been missing, unfortunately, for Liverpool, and I do think that's part of why we're conceding goals. It just is. Like yesterday, I love Kelly, but I don't particularly think that Alisson gets caught out from the halfway line with that shot from Bruno. I don't. I think Alisson positions himself a little bit better.
But it's Quantz's fault. It's not Kelly's fault.
It's not Kelly's fault. It's absolutely not Kelly's fault.
I hear you.
Even Quantz making a mistake. None of this is a bad thing in the sense of I do not judge them for it, lad. They have filled in so unbelievably well and saved us in many games and won us points. So, you know, they can have mistakes and whatever else. I'm just talking about the quality. And when it comes to fine margins, that quality does make a difference.
Yeah, it all comes down to those moments, man. You know, you look at individual misses and you think, if we'd have scored that, if that went in, we'd
should
be
have.
Flying,
it's a shoulda, woulda,
right,
coulda game, lad. I think
table.
I read the comments. Frank Carlisle, that OG scouser, he said shoulda, woulda, coulda. And that's been a lot of our draws.
If is
and
the biggest word in football.
Yeah, and we've just got to take
if
it,
only lad, scored that, if
and
only
keep backing
this.
The boys. We've just got to take this now, back the boys, and hope that we can win the league. That's about it, really, now.
So to sum it up, it's not over, the title race.
Absolutely,
still
it's not over.
Twists and turns, there's bits and bobs still to happen. What I don't find, what I find quite strange is Arsenal fans that are shamelessly, and Man United fans shamelessly, last night, Arsenal fans were wearing Man U shirts. Ryan, who works at DR, sent me a pic.
Bro,
of
I get it. Like,
I wouldn't do that.
Right,
it's
very
strange behaviour.
Yeah, right. So
it obviously did rattle me because we just drawn to United.
We're frustrated, right?
We're salty, yes, because we've just, you know, drawn a game that we should have won. But at the same time, I could never do what Arsenal fans are doing. And if you don't win the league, all this stuff is going to come up.
It's not made up. I don't want to be disrespectful to any fan base, right? Because every fan base has got the fans that are annoying, and I'm probably annoying at times as well. I know who I am, lad.
And me.
I love my team, yeah. So I get it.
Because we care.
Yeah, because we're passionate about our club and our city, right? But yes, it is known that Arsenal fans celebrate far too early and they count the chickens far too early. And you did see lots of Arsenal fans yesterday saying about how they deserve to win the league. And we've seen lots of Arsenal fans wearing Man U shirts and that, which is shameless. I get it. You're just so happy to be where you are right now. The last 20 years, 10 years, whatever, has been horrible for you, so I get it. You're absolutely allowed to celebrate, be happy, and enjoy whatever it is. And you might win the league, so absolutely have that hope, have that enjoyment, have that excitement about it 100%. But also be aware that if you don't win it, that it's going to look very stupid. That's the point. So it's okay to back your team, it's okay to be confident. Just hold your L's if they come back around. Yeah, that's it, really. That's it, and we will too. That's that. Unfortunately, it's a very difficult environment for us guys that work in this type of industry, right? Because we're faced with provocative comments and provocative people constantly. And we have to make sure that we're quite emotionally regulated to make sure that we don't go off. And I've had to learn that being in this job throughout the last 4 years. It's difficult, right? I really care about my club and I'm passionate, but there's got to be a line where you have common sense. And usually that's the morning after for me. It's not during the night because I'm still quite emotional. But I'm sure a lot of Arsenal fans, in reality, don't think they actually deserve to win the league. And I think a lot of them aren't as naive to think that. I think a lot of them actually know that it's going to come down to the final day, and they just really love the club, and they just really want them to win, and I totally get it, because I really want my club to win, and I really love my club too, so I don't have no hatred for any fan base, but you're just a little bit annoying, and I do know that every other fan base is a little bit annoying to you as well, so that's just how football works. It's very tribal. It's just... I wish I didn't have to deal with all the bloody travelling sometimes. I wish I was better equipped at dealing with it, lad.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Listen, let's end it with a positive tweet from Carragher last night. He said, disappointed for Liverpool today because we were so dominant. But again, and I'm sick of saying it, Old Trafford is never easy for Liverpool. But now it's out the way and the Reds are joint top with 7 to go. Lots to still play for.
That's our hardest fixture, in my opinion. That was the hardest fixture out of the bunch.
And don't forget, Man City and Arsenal could play each other in the Champions League, and that's why I'm not...
This is where my hope comes into.
This is where the bits and bobs, the twists, the turns, this is where this all happens in
Arsenal
in late
can
April,
do
early May.
Arsenal can definitely... I totally agree with it. Like, honestly, Arsenal, you will smoke them the way they're playing at the moment. You can get them. 100%. Absolutely. You're playing some of the best football in Europe.
I do think they'll win.
So, I do think Liverpool's chances do rely on them too, getting through to the semis, having extra games, potentially picking up injuries.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to get injured. Never hoped that for anybody, but this is the modern game. It happens, right? Yeah.
And listen, loads of good stuff to come this week. We've got a match preview for the Atalanta game. Going to be doing a preview for the Crystal Palace game as well. We might even do a watch along. Are you around on Sunday for the Palace game, 2 o'clock?
Potentially.
Yeah. We might even do another one. But listen, this has been Hot Copy.
You should let us know, actually.
109.
Do you want us to do a watch along? Yeah, you tell us. Did you enjoy it?
In the chat.
Hopefully this one will end up in a better result. Hopefully, touch wood.
Yeah, touch wood. So listen, if you've enjoyed this episode, a bit of therapy for you, smash that like button. Subscribe if you haven't already. We've got over the 42k mark this week.
Thank
We're
you,
pushing
guys.
On to 43k now,
thank
which
you.
Is really great. And Doyle, thanks once again.
Thank you, brother.
And hopefully by the time I next see you on here, my hay fever's gone. I don't have to wear sunglasses.
Here he is. Someone just walked in. He's the one
Arsenal
that used to wear
the
Water Man. Do you
want
to come show your face there quick, lad, just so everyone can see that you wore a Man U shirt?
Yeah.
No? Oh, behind the camera,
it.
He
it's
said,
right.
Yeah.
It's all right. We'll get a picture up. You don't need to be in front of the camera.
Bloody
we'll
shameless. Yeah.
And just because he's joined us, we might as well get it up.
Just 1 second, yeah. Give us one moment, yeah.
How you've even
we
got
respect
that
Arsenal
picture.
Fans, by the way, yeah. Just we respect them, but the ones that do this, we are going to get them back, yeah. Just remember what I said. Absolutely
what
enjoy your team, but
if
you don't win and you do lose, you've got to be prepared to hold the L's. So we're just accumulating stuff, yeah. That's all we're doing, yeah. Just for the eventuality or the probability, shall I say?
Ryan, you might be lucky. What group was it in?
Oh, he doesn't know. He's forgot. Convenient. We've lost the picture. Believe me, it happened.
Convenient.
Convenient, buddy.
Oh, I've got it. There we go.
Right, here we are. This is Ryan. He's a lovely lad. He's great.
Can
yeah,
we get that?
Absolutely wonderful lad. But also, here he is in the Man United shirt
at his own
as a die-hard Arsenal fan.
In his
yeah?
own house.
Don't be silly, Ryan.
Do you own that? Is that yours? And you kept it. You didn't burn it.
Terrible.
Oh, mate. So you're an Arsenal... Ah, see, I could never... That could never be me.
I couldn't
That's
put
a difference.
Do you know what? Just a quick story, yeah. One That's time, I had a photo shoot, yeah, and it was for Adidas, and he asked me to put on a Man United shirt, yeah, lad, and I literally said, I'm sorry, I'm from Liverpool. I cannot put that onto my body. Yeah. They didn't understand, lad, and I said to them, I genuinely can't. I'll leave the shoot, and it's not out of disrespect to you guys. I just can't put
still
this on my body.
Paying, but
yeah. Yeah. And then they gave me an Ajax one instead, so I was like, fit.
Didn't you have
I'll
to wear, like, in that shoot? I swear I saw a picture of you wearing, like, a Villa shirt or something.
Nah. It was different on that one, but yeah, it was a Villa shirt.
Was it Villa?
Yeah, old school one. Man. Bloody Villa, mate. And I don't mind what that, but never the Manx. Never the Manx,
never
lad.
Never them, man. Never can wear them. But anyway, listen, hope you've enjoyed the episode. Smash that like button, subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
All the best. Thanks for watching this video, guys. I hope you enjoyed it.
Please, guys, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the Cop TV.
The voice of football's most famous stand.
Sports Social Podcast Network.